Amos chapter 8. Anorexia is not an illness of the body. It is a disease of the mind. There is another class of anorexia that has even more serious results, anorexia of the soul. I understand that it is very difficult to get out of anorexia at first. When they seek help to start eating regularly, it initially produces a negative reaction when they try to eat normally. Something happens similarly when some try and begin to read some of the chapters of the Old Testament and abandon reading. But if you persevere in the reading, we know she will not return empty. I wonder, are thirst and hunger a blessing or a curse? We generally associate these terms with need and deprivation. They can certainly be the result of divine judgment as perceived in verse 11. Behold, the days come, the Lord God and I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. Thirst can also be an indication of our spiritual recovery. As a deer gets thirsty for streams of water, I truly am thirsty for you, my God. In my heart, I am thirsty for you, the living God. When will I see your face? Psalm 42, 1-4. Your words were found, and I ate them. And your words became a joy to me and a delight to my heart. For I have been called by your name, O Lord God of hosts. Jeremiah 15, 16. My prayer, Lord, deliver me from the anorexia of the soul and allow me to delight in your word every day.